Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aaron Weber on the show with us Friday. Austin Anderson tomorrow. Cameron Logson hanging out with us this morning. The live show is up on all the podcast platforms. You haven't heard that yet. You want to check it out. If you're there or not there, you know, check it out. It's a lot of fun.
A couple other emails that came back in a few days ago I wanted to acknowledge. There was a guy, Nick, that said John Mellencamp cut off the alcohol sales at the beginning of the Des Moines show as well.
Well, it's probably their deal. Right?
Yeah, it's probably just standard.
But they probably stayed because they bought tickets.
You know? He might have just ended another show early as well.
Yeah, I saw an email saying John Mellencamp's a pussy. And
well, I've seen some of that stuff on Twitter, but I think that was the original incident.
The same one?
Yeah, that everyone was talking about. Oh, and then there were, remember the guy who said he was walking back and forth between buildings and the national anthem was playing? He was at Stanford?
Yeah.
Okay, he got back to us, and he works for the Pac-12 network, so I'm curious what's happening with him. Because I assume since the Pac-12 is going away, the Pac-12 network will also go away.
He also said he was doing like a game, and he said nobody was listening to it anyway.
Right.
Well, because he said it was ASU.
Arizona State and Stanford playing what, baseball?
I think it was softball.
It might have been women's softball, because dudes don't play softball.
Is the start of next football season when the Pac-12 is officially done?
I think
Those teams are in the Big Ten next year.
Because all these spring and summer sports seem to still be under the banner of Pac-12.
They are, right.
No, I looked at Arizona State's schedule.
It starts next year.
I think they're mostly Big 12 schools that they're playing
next year.
Yeah.
This year?
Oh, no, the Big Ten schools are playing. I mean, the USC's on Penn State's schedule this year. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying right now.
No, now I think now they're probably playing out the year.
They're still. But like the beginning of this year's football season is when
starts. Yes.
When every sport for every school makes the transition.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
USC and UCLA go to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Oregon and Washington go to the Big Ten.
Right.
Arizona State. Who else? Utah and Colorado all go to the Big 12.
Yeah. But right now, their baseball and softball teams are still playing under the banner of Pac-12.
Yeah.
Yes.
Until football season starts,
and then that's the point where the Pac-12 no longer exists.
And then I think Washington State and Oregon State, for football, they go to the Mountain West.
Yeah.
And all the other sports, their West Coast Conference, the WCC.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You guys don't care, but Penn State's at, they got, just for the Huskers too, for that matter, when people actually care that we're talking to. But UCLA's at Penn State, Penn State's at USC. Yeah, that's this year. It's this year.
Do college teams fly commercial?
Usually charter.
They charter flights.
There's
a lot of people that they got to move around.
Football teams.
College football does. Yeah. You see college basketball teams in airports, but usually they're small college basketball teams.
Because I've seen basketball teams in airports for sure.
So have I. Yeah,
even and a bigger team. Nebraska plays at USC this year, and with UCLA in Lincoln.
Those games are close together, too.
Yeah, both in early November.
Oh, listen to Nick. Yeah, screw you.
If you're looking for a road trip, the LA in mid-November is not a bad idea.
Good idea. Right.
You know?
Well, they'll show up because we like to travel.
Or, you know, El Paso in August.
Wait,
that's a home game. Never mind.
We grab our pineapples and we hit the road because we're Husker fans, right?
What's embarrassing? These dudes will get in the car and we're driving to go to a show or whatever, and I'll be changing from whatever Husker podcast I was listening to, and they're like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, you know.
I'd rather not say.
An in-depth look at the Too Deep in April.
Well, you were bugging you were bugging, not bugging, he didn't care, he talked about it, but my son's best friend plays for the Huskers, and he was at the party.
Yeah.
He was at the live show, and you were asking him about Matt Rhule and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was cool about it. I'm like, nice to meet you. You want to talk about Matt Rhule for a long time? Like,
sure. Well, yeah, he plays for the guy, yeah. And he says he's a good dude. And you know why he's a good dude?
He's a Penn State guy.
Penn State guy. Right.
It was physically painful for him to say
it
that.
It was physically painful. All right, where are we at with the TSA? We wrapped that up, right? We got a couple
of take a trip to Tempe on the 5th of October, where the Rock Chalk Jayhawks play the Arizona State Sun Devils.
Arizona. Anytime to get to Arizona, I'm up for it, man.
Tempe is nice
in
October.
Oh, this now might Kansas be a reason. Is my second favorite football team now.
Might be a reason for me to visit Oklahoma. They're in Stillwater on the 2nd of November.
Yeah, you haven't knocked off your budget yet, your bucket list, right? You haven't been to Oklahoma.
No, I have not. I've not been to Oklahoma.
You've been
I've
to every other state in the country. But
No, I haven't been to Louisiana or Mississippi either. I've only been to 47 of them.
Isn't this upcoming season your last season of giving a rat's ass about KU football?
Oh, because she's still she's done school. Yeah, she'd be a senior. Yeah, I'm still rooting for him. You know, I got gear now.
Yeah,
so I'm always going to be a KU football and basketball fan secondary.
Yeah, but once you stop sending those checks, I mean, does the interest kind of tails off?
I imagine they'll keep reaching out to you.
My school reaches out to me, and I don't give them anything. You kidding me?
No.
That's dumb.
I think after she graduates, then don't they start reaching out to her as, hey, alumni?
They do reach out to her, right?
Yeah.
They'll let me alone, right?
Yeah, I think they'll leave you be.
So are you going
to
stay?
I mean, it's like if you ever donate to a political campaign, they don't just disregard those emails.
Right.
You're on the list forever.
Well, you got to be a Jayhawk fan for the rest of your life then.
Oh, yeah.
Since your daughter.
It's a great school.
Was a Jayhawk.
It's great for my daughter. I love it down. I love it in Lawrence. It's a cool town. Yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah.
My
son's playing ball this year, though, so I got to start rooting for Thaddeus Stevens.
Right. Yeah. I cheer for GED because that's where my son went to high school.
Get State.
That's where he finished high school.
Go Get State. Go Get State.
And Metropolitan Community College. I cheer them on all the time.
There you go.
My daughter went to Metropolitan Community College.
Yeah.
Rooting for the culinary school because I like
Nick. Nick went to Metropolitan for a little bit.
I did.
Right? Yeah. What are the five schools?
Dropped out of there too. I dropped out of there. UNO, Creighton. Yeah.
This TSA.
I think I need to transition and drop out of College of St. Mary.
I knew this.
On the list. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I don't know what people do otherwise here, but musical instruments you can... Bring your guitar, your ukulele on there.
Oh, I see guitars on planes all the time because they don't want to put them underneath
A lot of times, guys will buy, like the real pros will buy an extra seat for that one for their guitar. Right.
Mm. That's what I thought because they don't trust the baggage handlers with their
They don't put them underneath.
No.
Yeah.
No, and they don't even want to stuff them in
but
an overhead bin.
A hard case in overhead bin is fine if it's a hard case. I see them in the hard case.
I've heard lots of guys who are legit
rock stars.
Who,
yeah, maybe like, rock they, stars. That's a lot of money.
That's standard operating procedure.
I've never seen it, though. You know?
That'd be nice because then you wouldn't have to talk to anybody on a plane.
Mm. I've seen dudes with ukuleles that they can stuff into their overhead bin. They got the little ukulele case.
Yeah.
Drumsticks are okay. I thought maybe you could beat someone with those.
You could, man.
You could sharpen them and use them to stab.
Right.
Antlers. You can bring your antlers back.
They're not safe either, man.
Does your dog chew on antlers? They love to chew on antlers.
Ours does. I have antlers in the house.
Ours does, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, let's say you shoot a moose or something. Or
I don't.
Or
I often do that. But
you
want to
bring
mooses,
the big antler rack back. You
yeah,
can
that's
get
me.
That.
Rack back.
Through the
I love
TSA
the moose in my house, Lawrence. That's exactly how my living room looks. A moose in my house. Yeah.
This is an odd one, too. Man, apparently you can bring your robot vacuum onto the plane.
Oh, a Roomba.
Like a Roomba?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
A lot of people like to take them along to clean up their Airbnb or their hotel room, I guess. I've never been inclined to bring a Roomba on my flight.
No.
Would that be a good place to hide drugs?
In a Roomba?
Yeah.
Does a Roomba talk?
Well, but you could just be like, I didn't know it was in there.
As long as the Roomba doesn't snitch, I don't think it's a problem.
Oh, yeah, they got that.
You just have it vacuum up your pile of coke?
That would be
No, you don't do that.
What
you just go down on the ground and snort it, Nick. You know what? That coke is going only in your nose.
It says hosting a party gums. After you land. Lucky for you, TSA will let balloons through, but they can't be inflated. But I suppose you could stuff your heroin in there.
Yeah, keep it inflated or your butt.
You can also expect them to examine closely your balloon stash.
Yeah, I would think so.
In case you're packing along heroin,
right?
And lightsabers. You skipped over lightsabers. You can take your lightsaber through TSA.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
Well, I think if you go to Disney, I think you
can make them.
Yeah, you can design your own lightsaber and for like $300 or $400, and like that's your souvenir from Disney.
That was good.
Yeah.
That got me. I looked. I was like, who's pushing the button?
All right.
That was Todd doing it.
Mouth noises with Todd.
That's just as good as the peacock.
Oh! Sorry, missed my cue a little bit.
I don't know. It's just as good. The peacock's
it was
good.
Pretty. The I don't know. That saber was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was really good.
I wish I could act because we could incorporate some of this stuff in a Gordon character.
Oh, that hey, we just read a guy whose only lines are peacock stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be a good you know
peacocks and lightsabers.
In the morning.
In the morning. Yeah. That's just a dumb show, though, man. That's just dumb.
But yeah, I can't play,
not like this one.
It's hard for lightsaber to really
not, not like this one, right. Exactly.
I could play Stinking Drunk if we need that character.
There we go.
That's probably about the only time I could really act.
Is when you're drunk, though.
Well, it's not
acting. I don't think you can fake. You couldn't fake that.
No.
You know, no.
We can always
you're
talk
a method
to
actor. You got to be drunk to act drunk.
Maybe Todd's the regular at Gordon's bar.
Well, I was going to say, we could always talk to the producers and just see if we could do an episode where Gordon goes on the radio and then there's just some radio guys.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know what I mean? Right. Like a long established show in the Gordon City and... Yeah.
Gordon City.
I thought you were going to say there was an episode where Gordon goes to an intervention.
Yeah.
No. Maybe I could be like the Barney character. Just the drunk at the bar.
Yeah. You got to figure out
your
how to
head and put your head back down there
right.
On the Gordon.
You got to figure out how to make your lips
you know,
that do that
Gordon
wavy
show doesn't
thing.
Start for the Gordon show doesn't start for 4 more years.
So. We got time.
Yeah we do. Okay. Yeah.
And it's
it goes
in development.
On for 10.
Yeah.
But in addition to Cameron, they're probably going to want to employ some talented actors.
Yeah.
I think after season 3 or 4, I might be able to
you will have to
call
do,
in some favors.
Yeah.
You know,
he'll have some pull. Well, about the time you renegotiate the contract for more money,
right?
You get that you ask for the more power to executive producer credit, so you can do some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I promised this guy I'd take him to a couple of eclipses. Some old dude I know on the radio. Can he be on the show for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work out really well.
I'm hoping he'll forget about it if I just put him on the show.
A little sympathy hire. I'll take it.
Our buddy Austin Anderson could come in from out of town with his pineapples. He's got to have something hanging up on his door, you know. No,
just,
I'm not putting
it. Just throwing it out there that Austin might be a swinger. Good job.
I'm not impugning his wife. His wife's cool. I mean, he's just, you know.
No, he has chickens and guinea fowl and I don't know what other kind of farm animals running around.
Animals
that could
there.
Be a sign of a swinger.
It could be.
Chickens. You don't know.
Austin
will be here.
And
also, Aaron Weber will be on the show with us Friday. He's at the Funny Bone. Go see Cameron in Grand Island this weekend, right?
That's right. Grand Island at the Hideout. It's Friday
and
night.
Nick is where, Nick?
Maggie Mays and Council Bluffs on Friday night.
The live show is available on the podcast. Cameron does a set. Nick does a set. You know all the guys do the comedy sets. And the podcast is up there from the live show this past Friday. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. And it's a lot of swear words. And Todd gets progressively drunk as the night goes on. We all do, but Todd really got progressively drunk.
Oh, I was over the top.
Yeah, it was.
Because somebody had to.
But not over the edge of the stage.
Not over the edge of the stage. All right. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.